Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
DV Radio. Chris Mercado and Blake Bassett from Objective Zero. Are you guys there?
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey, this is Blake Bassett.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. Thanks.
Last week, we had you guys. We actually had Chris on.
Thank you.
What, real quick, again, is Objective Zero and the app that you guys are working on and trying to get funded in a week and a half, I believe it is?
Right, exactly. Hey, first, thanks for having me back again. I was convinced that one of two things was going to happen between last week and this week. I was either going to get fired by the Army, or you guys were going to cancel me and not bring me back on. So thanks for having me back, and I'm glad that I didn't get fired. Having said that, I just need to remind everyone that both Blake and I are still in the military, and you know, our opinions are our own, not that of the Department of the Army, DOD, or any U.S. government agency. What we're doing, the Objective Zero Foundation, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to eliminating military service as a distinguishing cause of suicide. To accomplish that, we have come together and we are designing a mobile application that takes existing resources, brings them together in one place, and gives veterans and service members in crisis immediate and anonymous access to suicide prevention resources, including hotlines, their networks, friends and family, licensed clinical therapists, spiritual counselors. We also provide tools, training, and resources, and many other things that we can talk about today.
That's great. And last week when you were on, you guys were short about 17,000, something like that, for your goal?
That's right, Six. That's right. Last week when we were on, we had about 101 backers. We were sitting at around 50% of our fundraising goal on Kickstarter with $19,000 and some change. In the last week since we've been on, we've picked up another 47 backers who've pledged nearly $8,000, bringing us to 77% of our overall objective.
All right, we need to get this. If you're listening to this on podcast or even live right now, if they want to donate or learn more about what you're doing other than what you just said, where do we need to go?
Right. All they need to do is go onto Kickstarter and do a search for Objective Zero app, fighting veteran military suicide. We'll pop right up.
All right, sounds good. All right, and now this app, this is going to be available for everybody. We talked last week of how it works. In simple terms, what do you hope to do with the app? If say I'm a vet, who's it for, and how does it work? What do you hope for it to do?
Blake?
Yeah, so actually, veterans or current service members can connect in one of three ways to this Objective Zero Ambassador Network. So they can either connect via text, video, or chat, right? So if someone's just looking for support, if they're struggling with something that they saw in combat, if they're struggling with PTSD, if they're struggling with TBI, and they just need support, they can connect to an Objective Zero ambassador. They can also join some of the chat rooms that are embedded within the app to kind of talk through some of their issues. And one of the cool things about it is that you can choose who you want to connect to. So if you want to connect to a fellow infantryman or any other MOS or a different type of service, whether it's the Army, Marine Corps, Navy, someone who served in a particular combat zone, you can actually select that in your preferences and connect to them directly. Yes. And I think one of the neat things about Objective Zero is that, you know, as you may or may not know, a large contingent of the veteran population lives in rural areas. Some of them don't have access to internet or even to smartphones. And so what we've done with Objective Zero is we're actually spoofing a 1-800 number where those veterans can call in and go through a series of phone prompts to connect to the Objective Zero network to try to really expand the net as broadly as possible.
How much is this going to cost the vet to join?
Yeah, so absolutely nothing. It's going to cost $0. You know, we are a nonprofit, 501c3 certified, so we depend upon the generous donations that have been coming, you know, in over the last couple of weeks. And really, I want to say thank you to DV Radio and the DV Nation out there, because as soon as you guys highlighted our project last week, the pledges just exploded on Kickstarter. And I think initially we gave the average civilian too much credit. We thought that they would step in, you know, they would answer the call, but they weren't answering the call. And so we're doing what we've always done. You know, we few who have answered the call, we who have raised our hands, are stepping up to address the issue of veteran and military suicide ourselves.
All right. Hey, Blake, this is Bo. Before we go too far into the app and any more description, could you let everybody know, if you don't mind, real quick, military background about you and who you are with Objective Zero exactly?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am the executive director of Objective Zero. I'm a co-founder of the organization. So in 2009, I enlisted in the Utah Army National Guard and supported the 19th Special Forces Group. And then in 2011, I switched over to the dark side and graduated from University of Utah's ROTC program and commissioned as a POG intel officer, so probably one of those MOSs that qualifies for an alternate APFT that you mentioned earlier on. But I don't hate myself, so I'll just take the regular APFT. In 2013, I deployed to Afghanistan to support a 3rd Special Forces Group as a senior targeteer for kinetic operations. And I'm currently in the Army Reserves on active duty orders supporting Central Command.
And that's
very nice. We got another Officer 6.
Yeah, I know. All right, so the app, you know, we talked, you know, we're going to pretend like you weren't even on last week, so some of these questions might seem redundant, but for people that are just tuning in and listening to this podcast, from what we talked about last week, you've got it to where, you know, with the simple push of a button, a guy might be having trouble, he can reach out and connect with his fellow veteran, sort of like what we do on the DV page. You know, they reach out, you never know when it's going to happen. One of the questions that is on everybody's mind when they do is, you know, you have people that are active duty, and one, they're worried about who's going to find out who they're talking to, what assurances can you give, and if it's connected to, some of them even have aversions to the VA, which is understandable. With all that being said, the assurances you can give to anybody listening for when this app is launched and they do use it, what assurances can you give that, that their privacy will be protected and the security of who they're talking to, and how you vet other people that are using the app and volunteering and make sure that they are veterans or active duty?
Yeah, so two things. The first is, I mean, this is a critical point, right? So a lot of people don't reach out because they're you know, afraid of exposing themselves. They're afraid of losing their careers. And I've had personal friends who have reached out and actually lost their careers in the military because they reached out for help. And so what we're doing with the app from a technological perspective is there's an organization or a company out there called Twilio. And basically what they will do is you pay them and they will mask your telephone number. So when you connect to an Objective Zero ambassador, your number doesn't come across to them. It comes up as just a random 1-800 number. And if someone tries to call it back, it won't connect. So no one will ever know your phone number. Obviously, you don't have to connect via video, so no one will be able to see your face. Yeah. The servers on which all of the data will be stored will meet the highest security requirements required by HIPAA and the government. And then your last question about making sure someone is a veteran or is a military member. This is actually a huge issue because we had an instance of stolen valor on our Facebook page, right? And we're a small organization right now. We don't have a lot of bandwidth. And we had someone reach out who asked for help. They said they had served in Afghanistan and had blown up by a couple IDs and they were struggling with PTSD. Well, some of the things that this guy was saying really didn't line up, like the unit he was with, and it turns out he had never deployed to Afghanistan. It was a stolen valor situation. And so we don't want people like that basically exhausting the resources of our organization, especially when so many veterans and service members are funding it. And so we're going to require someone to either have a .mil email address to sign up, or there's a company out there called ID.me that was started by a fellow veteran, and his business is centered around authenticating like military service, right? So it's done through your CAD common access card or like your retirement card. So it'll be a dual authentication.
Right. Well, with that though, like somebody like me, I don't have neither one of those. Not that I plan on reaching out. I mean, I'm hopefully mentally stable and got my demons under control. But it's good to know that you are being proactive and you are thinking about that. Have you gotten any help from the VA or have you talked? Has any other organizations tried to assist you? Or I mean, I think this is a great idea, and it's crazy that we're just now hearing about this. You know, what are your thoughts on contacting the VA to get assistance? Have you or, you know, tried?
You know, it's funny that you ask that. So when we started this Kickstarter campaign and we launched this thing, right, we wanted to blast it out to as many people as possible. And so we sent out an email to 126 of the VA's administrators across the entire nation, telling them about Objective Zero, how it will fill their gaps, right?
Right.
To help deal with this issue. And we send it out via this MailChimp, this service where you can actually tell when people have opened an email. And so these administrators, roughly half of them opened the email and just complete radio silence. No one responded an email. No one even said thank you, but no thank you. It was the ultimate fuck you, basically.
Well, you know, I do see, if you keep your eyes on the prize, and like I said, I really want to push this. If you're listening right now, we're talking to the co-founders, I don't know what to call you, of Objective Zero. They're trying to launch an app that's going to help veterans in crisis. It's Objective Zero. It's an app to connect military active duty and veterans to the proper resources to get help. Their goal is to get that number 22 down to zero. If you want to donate right now, go to Kickstarter and type in Objective Zero and donate. One of the things, and I just forgot what I was going to ask, but I guess if you push this and this becomes successful, hopefully people will jump on and help fund you. I mean, the VA gets billions upon billions. It's like $160 billion. And even though Senator Brown did not get the job as VA secretary, somebody else did, maybe somebody can talk to him too. One of the things he brought up was closing the gap. The VA is great with, they have tons and tons of hospitals and counselors and all that, but the gap between them and social media, or the internet, is few and far between. And the crisis line, you know, Recoil can tell you, you know, it's a last resort if we ever have to use that for a veteran, because they've left many veterans hanging where they don't even call them back or they get hung up on and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this is a major hole you're filling here, just like we do and Battle and Distress does, disgruntled vets. You know, a lot of vets, millions and millions of veterans are on the internet and they have those mobile devices in their hands. And I think this is great what you're doing. This will be one of those things where, you know, this will be added to our list of resources when you get up and running. So, but yeah.
No,
go ahead.
You know, we really appreciate you guys bringing us on. And, you know, since last week, we've actually drawn the attention of the Sergeant Major of the Army and other high-ranking folks. And so there's definitely interest now, you know, for them to come on board and help us in some sort of way, which is kind of exciting. But one thing I want to quickly talk about with Objective Zero and like how powerful of a tool this could be is kind of the future, right, of where this is going. Because a lot of people who end up successfully committing suicide, they never reach out for help, ever. I mean, how many times do you hear like, hey, I had no idea so-and-so had an issue, or I didn't know that they were struggling. And so one of the things that we're going to do with Objective Zero, and we're working with Carnegie Mellon University, to develop an algorithm that will actually identify suicidal behavior before it's too late, so that we can actually notify loved ones or people within someone's network to be like, you know, hey, reach out to Blake, reach out to Chris, so that someone can be provided support with ever without ever having to ask for it.
I could see this being used as a one of those out processing things, or somebody comes in for counseling or whatever, and as a resource is provided information on, so that in the future, because PTSD can go in waves. It's like I've watched Vietnam vets and going to PTSD groups, and over the years, the symptoms and the waves that it comes in start to dissipate, as you learn to adapt and live with it. But for those that it's still fresh and stuff like that, having something like this where they can connect at the touch of a button, literally, and talk, you brought it up. There are a lot of vets. You get out, you're in the military, you're in this one big happy family, and part of the therapy is being able to talk like we're talking now. And I'm blessed to have this big organization, so I'm never too far to just dump on somebody if I have to. But for a lot of these guys, men and women, they get out, and there's a big, big disconnect. You're no longer part of the family. And as much as we say we hate the military, fuck this shit, can't wait to get out, it's like night and day. The support structure's gone. Your friends, your family, your real family are gone. And I think this will help connect, keep those guys in touch, or at least let them come back into the fold. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is what steps and measures are you taking to accommodate and to welcome the, there's a lack of resources out there for our female veterans. Have you addressed that concern with the app?
Yeah, that's a great question, Six. The app itself actually is built in a way that users themselves can identify how they want to interact with the app. And so a user can say, hey, look, I really am not comfortable speaking to someone of the opposite sex, or I really want to speak to someone who has been where I've been, walked where I've walked, and seen what I've seen. So I only want to speak with other OIF, OEF veterans, or perhaps they're a Vietnam era veteran. And they say, hey, I really only want to talk with someone who's been there like me. They can actually set up their user preferences to tailor who the person will be on the other end of the line. And so when they fill out their user preferences, the algorithm within the Objective Zero app will take that into account. And when it sends out its beacon, it will filter out all of those other persons that don't belong in that person's network.
This sounds good. This app sounds great. And I know there are people listening right now that are saying, I wish I could donate, but can I help? What other ways can they help? I mean, we really want them to donate. But for those who can't, I imagine the amount of volunteers and personnel you're going to need. Do you have some sort of list or database going of people that are willing to volunteer for when this is launched? Is there any information you can put out about that, where they can help?
We sure
in that
do.
Way?
So, yeah. If you go to our website at objectivezero.org, we actually have a link at the top of our page where people can join our mailing list and also send us an email volunteering their support in any way they possibly can. We'll take it. We realize that this is part of a broader effort. So navigate to objectivezero.org. At the top of the page, you can join our effort. Also, you can send an email to contact us at objectivezero.org, or send it directly to either Blake or myself. That's Chris great. At objectivezero.org or Blake at objectivezero.org.
One thing that's really important, I think, to get out there and mention is you guys are using Kickstarter, and the way Kickstarter works is if you don't have your full amount of money at the end of your campaign, you get nothing. And you guys are counting down the days. How many days is it again that you have on your Kickstarter campaign?
So we have 10 days remaining on our Kickstarter campaign. We need to average about $800 a day for the next 10 days. We are about $8,000 short of the $35,000 that we need to begin development of the Objective Zero app. And without it, if we fail to reach $35,000, we get absolutely none of the pledges that we've received thus far. 100% of it goes back to the original donor. There is no penalty.
Well, you're listening to DV Radio, and it's January 14th. It's Saturday. So if you're listening to this, and this is Monday or Tuesday, and you're just hearing us now, go and donate right now. Go to Kickstarter, type in Objective Zero, donate there. They need every dollar. And I wish, I did this when we had Dog Tech Brewing on. I made the joke about your next stop is on the couch of Fox News. And lo and behold, 2 weeks later, they were on. That's something you need some big exposure. And I truly hope you get it. I do know that if this app does launch, you know, please let us know so we can, you know, put the word out and everything when that day comes. I know it will. And so we can help you in any way possible.
And even if you can't donate, share. A share goes a lot further than you guys realize. One share and five people see it, then 20 people see it, and it spreads like wildfire, believe it or not.
Yeah, and we're not usually ones to push hard for donations, but guys, you know, brothers and sisters that are listening, we really believe in what these guys are doing, and there is a sense of urgency with funding for this.
You know, you said it. Recall is one of my leaders that works on the crisis team behind the scenes on the Facebook page of DV, and he has firsthand knowledge and a day-to-day contact with the amount of people that come through needing help every single day. And when they say 22, I know that number gets thrown around. It doesn't seem like a lot, but there are just how many people have you come in contact? Is it in the thousands now since you've been with us there, Recoil?
It's in the very high thousands. I mean, we had. Oh, I'd have to bring up the report, which is actually on my other computer. But I mean, you're talking an average of 18 to 20 a day that need more than just a "Hey, how's it going, brother?"
Yeah.
We have a plethora of vetted resources that we've utilized, and we understand the qualifications for those resources. So, I mean, one of our primary goals is that when we talk to a brother or sister that has a situation, is to get them a resource that does not lead them to a dead end. It has to be a resource that we know they're going to qualify for and be able to get the support that they need.
You know,
on the criteria of that resource.
And this app that they're developing, I wanted to ask them real quick, is there a limit to how often they can use it? You know, can they use it is this something they can use every day if need be, or is this only for emergencies, you know?
No, so I think that the power of this app is actually going to be in non-emergency situations. They can, of course, use the app during a time of crisis, but it's actually that time before, you know, we've succeeded if it never spirals out of control to the point where there is a need to call a crisis line, right? So the goal is to provide support before it ever gets to that point. So they can use it as much as they want, you know, every day. And again, it doesn't cost anything.
Absolutely. That's the premise that we work on. That's the premise that our brothers and sisters over at Battle and Distress, which is another phenomenal organization of volunteers, that's the premise that they work on too. I mean, like, we got to help our brothers and sisters before they get to that point.
Real quick, Blake, I know that apps are a big part of everybody's lives now, whether it's for gaming or for chatting or whatever it is. And in the last, I think, 3 years, apps have exploded. And I know people have tried to do something similar to this. What exactly is unique, other than the fact of what you guys' mission is, what's so unique to this app exactly from all the others that haven't been able to succeed, I guess?
Yeah, so I think it comes down to a few things. And first, I'm going to rip off something that Chris told me earlier on, and that's, you know, if this was easy, someone would have already done it already, right? Like, this is hard, and it takes a dedicated effort to kind of push through and make this thing a reality. But in addition to that, you know, we've done a comprehensive market analysis of all of the apps out there that kind of focus on counseling and mental health and things like that. And really, there are several things that make Objective Zero different. So the first is the fact that it's free, right? A lot of the apps out there cost money, either monthly or they cost money to download them on your phone. The second is, you know, there are a lot of apps out there where you can text people, but we have the text, the video conference, and the actual voice conference where you can call. And then thirdly is just the community aspect of this, right? So it's one thing to connect one time, like on a crisis line, when things have gotten so bad that you're thinking about harming yourself immediately. But to provide support over the long term, That's a little bit different. So that's kind of what Objective Zero brings to the table through the group chat functions and things like that. And then, you know, one more thing, actually, the what I mentioned earlier is we're working with Carnegie Mellon University, a top computer engineering university, to develop an algorithm to identify suicidal tendencies before someone acts on them so that we can actually preempt suicides, because that's really going to be the key, because most people who end up successfully committing suicide are never going to reach out. And so, you know, what if you could actually reach out to someone before they pulled that trigger, you know, before they took their lives, like just a simple phone call to be like, hey, brother, you know, let's go get coffee or let's talk for a few minutes. And that's really where the future of this app and the direction we need to go is.
If I can piggyback on that for just one second, it's funny you guys bring this up, because last week Six pointed this out, that many others have tried to do this or similar things in the past, and really they came up empty. And I think Six is absolutely right. Either the technology wasn't mature enough, the timing wasn't right, or they didn't really have a solid enough plan in place to move from concept to reality. And Blake, you know, he talked about the four major functions that differentiates the Objective Zero app from others. But what else differentiates Objective Zero in our effort right now is that the technology is mature. We aren't reinventing a wheel. We're only improving the existing wheel. The resources are already out there. We're leveraging existing resources and bringing them together in one place at one time. And we've got the right team. As Six pointed out last week, if this project were easy, as Blake said it, it would already be done. Besides, we all know if anything's easy, it's probably not worth doing. And frankly, anything that is worth doing is worth overdoing.
Well, and you also, you know, from me talking to you and learning more about how this app is going to work, it's more detailed. You have more of a mission thought out, from the way you intake somebody to how you handle them while they're in the app, and then where you go from there. So you have a beginning, a middle, and an end. You know, some of these other things I've seen that come and go. I was involved in a project where, you know, you picked up a phone call and you know, it was a database of phone calls, phone numbers of your own buddies in the same state, and you were supposed to call one each day, but that was it. And it went well for about a month, and then people just got tired of calling each other, and, you know, there was nothing to it after that. There were no, and people were getting skeptical about all these phone numbers accumulating in a database and this and that. But I think you've addressed a lot of things and learned from mistakes in the past of other people. And I think you got the heart to do what you want to do. And I hope this works, because we need all the tools out there. You know, this is just one of many ways to help end this, you know. So I wish you the best of luck. I do. And you keep us posting what you're going. Again, we're talking Objective Zero. People that are trying to create an app to help end veteran suicide and military suicide. If you want to help or want to learn more, go to objectivezero.org and donate. You can donate directly at Kickstarter. Go to Kickstarter, type in Objective Zero, and donate now. Today's Saturday. If you're listening to the podcast, between now and next Saturday, you know, we need every dollar counts. Let's help these guys get launched. And we'll have them back on the show when they do get launched, because I think they will. And if you are a part of another radio network or organization or something like that, I know big companies can't donate, but if you own your own company and you want to donate, you can either contact us here at the radio show, or you can probably email them at their website. What else do we need to get out there? What are some of the questions anybody in the chat room has that I want to throw out there? What about allies of other countries? Because, you know, apps are worldwide.
That's a good point, actually, and I'm glad that you brought that up. We have already been approached by some foreign governments interested in the Objective Zero app, what we're doing. They see the potential applications for it. Thus far, we haven't expanded to that point yet. We do believe that this is absolutely something that crosses genders, it crosses borders. This is not a problem that is unique to the U.S. military, and so eventually, one day, we would absolutely love to make this available in, you know, many languages and share this with other countries around the world. Right now, of course, you know, we're a startup. We're still focused on kind of the 50-meter target, which is making the app a reality. But in the future, I absolutely see this expanding and sharing it with everyone else.
I can see this, like I said, being part of, the VA. you know, Senator Brown is the one that said it, that they don't reach out to enough, you know, private or nonprofit organizations to connect, you know, with. They're more, sort of like in their own little walls, and everything has to be done through them, and they don't really work with, you know, private citizens or vet agencies, organizations. So, you know, but we'll definitely work with you. And when this thing gets up and running, again, have you back on, and I'd hope to see this part of our database of list of resources on the page to get people connected. This should grow pretty quick. What else? Marquis, you got anything?
I just want to say, you know, thank you, brothers, for what you guys are doing, and you know, Godspeed to you on your mission, and we're with you all the way. I can put you in contact with some other veterans organizations that are doing good work too, if you want to add to your pool of resources, and we can do that offline. You know how to get in contact with Bonerwood; he'll get you in contact with me. But from the bottom of my heart, thanks, guys. That's greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. And thank you, guys. We really appreciate it.
Well,
hey, I'm going to jump in here real quick. All right. This is Marquis. I want you guys to explain your little MVP system or rating thing you have for donators on your website.
You're talking about the rewards.
Yeah, the rewards. That's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Blake, you want to talk about the rewards real quick?
Yeah. Yeah. I can talk about the rewards. So if you're not familiar with Kickstarter, one of the, I guess, novel things about Kickstarter is that depending on the amount of money that you pledge to a particular project, you'll get a reward. And so we have several different rewards. And part of the reward that if someone donated over, like, you know, $1,000 was they would get their name in very large letters on our website to show that they donated a, you know, a large amount of money to the Objective Zero app. And then in addition to that, we have other rewards like a challenge coin that we've designed that will go out to pledgees that I think have pledged more than $20. We have handwritten letters from survivors, people who whose family members have committed suicide, veterans who've committed suicide, or veterans who attempted to take their lives and didn't succeed, like a thank you letter that goes out to those who pledged. So we have some pretty neat rewards on the site, on the Kickstarter page.
Absolutely. And if I could follow up on that real quick, I just want to point out that, you know, our lowest pledge that offers a reward is $10 or more. To get the challenge coin, if you're interested in Objective Zero challenge coin, that is a pledge of $20 or more. But you know, there really is kind of no minimum. You know, you could pledge $1, $5. Right now, any support that anyone can offer is greatly appreciated, and it pushes us further and further towards our goal. We would love if everyone, you know, jumped on a Kickstarter and pledged $20, but we realize that's not always possible. And so we're grateful for any and every pledge that we get. And just like I think it was maybe Recoil that said it earlier, you know, the power of a share on Facebook is really powerful, and we do really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're on the main page right now. The website. I told them to go there and learn more. You guys are at $27,293. So next guy should just get on there. Come on, $10,000, $1,500. It's not unheard of. Like I said, if you guys are listening on podcasts, you know, go check them out. Don't take my word for it. It's beautifully written. You've heard them here on the radio. These guys sound like they know what they're talking about, and it's needed. So.
One more quick question there, Six, I got for him.
All right, then you take it out. I've got to get... DAV? Go ahead.
Have you guys reached out to the DAV to get funding or try to help, you know, see if they can help you guys out?
That's a great question. And I'm sorry, Blake, go ahead.
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, we reached out to the VA, sent an email out to over 100 different administrators within the VA and got radio silence. And then we also sent an email out to 2,000 media members across the nation, every single major news network, hell, even other countries like English-speaking countries. And we didn't receive a single response from that. No one was interested until last week when we came on, or when Chris came on the show, and then all of a sudden people have started to reach out.
So the DAV reached out, the DAV, you know, Wounded Warrior, those kind of things, they actually started to reach out to you guys?
Well, not the DAV or Wounded Warrior specifically, but we have had contact with other nonprofit organizations, which is probably kind of the the saddest part of the whole thing is that that's part of the community, the nonprofit community that's reaching out to us, whereas it's not the broader American community that's wrapping us in their arms, as Blake had mentioned. So, but the to answer your question directly, not specifically the DAV or Wounded Warrior Project, but we have had contact with other veteran nonprofits. For example, we've been in contact with Stop Soldier Suicide. We've also been in contact with Reboot Recovery. Both of them are fantastic organizations that we really do hope that we can extend our partnerships with. It is possible that we could receive funds from other nonprofits. That's not unheard of at all. It's very common, especially when there's a new nonprofit organization like Objective Zero. A more established nonprofit can take Objective Zero underneath its wing, provide some funds, help them get to that fundraising goal that they need. Thus far, we have not received any funds from any other nonprofit. You know, we would absolutely welcome the call. We have reached out to many of them, as Blake had mentioned. Unfortunately, the media, the VA, they've given us complete radio silence.
Yeah, again, that's Objective Zero with Chris Mercado and Blake Bassett. You guys, what you're doing is fucking amazing. I'm almost certain, like Six and everybody else, that you guys will get what you need. And if you're listening and you do have any resources to help these guys out, do that. If you can donate, please go to Kickstarter and search Objective Zero. If you can't share, if you can't donate, go ahead and share, guys. It's been great. As soon as you have some updates for us, let us know. We'll get you back on the show.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And with that, we're going to go to break. You've been listening to Barrett's Talk on DVRadio.net with DV6, Recoil, SRP, Marquis Davis, Google, who will be back after this break, and myself, Bonner Wood. DV Radio.